Well, right now we're going to go with the message. And Charles, yeah, grab that right there. You got it. Nice gloves. Nice. You look good in them gloves, buddy. Yes, sir. Anyway, let's go to the Word of God this morning. Amen? I'm excited about the message. I love preaching a message like today. And I love talking about the cross. We're in a series, a two-week series, brand new series called Power. Can you say that with me? Power. Amen? This week is the power of the cross. And I just spent some time in my office this week and studied a little bit and came up with some things and nothing brand new really, but I think it'll be powerful in our life this morning. Let's go to the message this morning, the power of the cross. If you have a Bible, follow along with us. You'll see lots of scriptures. They'll be on the big screen. You'll see every scripture. A lot of times, if you're visiting, I like you to respond. If I say, hey, say that with me. Say it. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because you're going to get it better. You're going to learn. It's going to get in your noggin. So let's use the technology that God's given us to learn the Word of God this morning. Let's go see what we got. Just some quick statements. One out of five verses in the four Gospels. What's the four Gospels? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. One out of five verses in the four Gospels speaks of the last 3 days of Jesus' earthly life. So every fourth verse speaks about the last 3 days. If you do the math and go through the Gospels. In the New Testament, the whole New Testament, that's Matthew to Revelation, the death of Jesus Christ is mentioned 175 times. That's one out of every 50 verses. Did you know there are some people that I'll get up and preach a message like this about the death of Jesus and that Jesus died on the cross, and they'll go, that's not in the Bible. Where's that in the Bible? That just shows somebody just absolute ignorant. I mean, come on, how can you miss it? One out of four in the first four books, and it's 175 times, and, you know, it's everywhere. So what we're talking about today, Jesus Christ, His death on the cross, is all through the New Testament. It's huge. It's what it's all about. Other religions base their significance, why they exist, on the teachings of their founders. Okay? That's what other religions do. Christianity is different. Christianity's significance is based on the what? Death of its founder. What? How can that work? Well, that's because we have a great God. Amen? And He didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead 3 days later. Amen? So that's what our faith is based on. Christianity is founded on the love that God has for mankind and is expressed to us in the substitutionary death of His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. That's what our faith rests on. It rests on God giving His Son, Jesus, to us to die on the cross, raised from the dead, so you and I could live forever. That's what our faith is all about. Y'all got that? Yes or no? Well, we're going to hammer it a while. Here we go. While on this earth, Jesus spoke often of His death. And that's the weird thing. Jesus was all the time talking about, I'm going to die. I'm going to die for the sins of the world. Let's look at a few of them before we get right into where we're headed. Several of them. Jesus answered and said unto them, John 2:19, you destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll do what? Raise it. And sometimes this went over their head that went, whoo! When He was talking, they didn't get it. He said, as Moses lifted up, and even so the Son of Man must be what? Lifted up. That's a reference to Him dying on the cross. Luke 9:22 saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things. He rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and He'll be what? Slain and be raised when? The third day. He said all this while He was alive, before He ever went to the cross. Matthew 17. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. They shall kill Him. And the third day He'll be raised again. And they were exceeding what? Boy, that's bad news. He was always talking about His death. It's so important, the death of Christ. It means everything to us. His death and His resurrection, that's what it's all about. You might got bent out of shape at some church up north, maybe, or some maybe it's across the street somewhere. I don't know. Because they did this or they did that. Let me tell you something, friend. Let me tell you what it's all about. It's about Jesus dying on the cross and about Him raising from the dead. Amen? And some of these things we make as a big deal, they just ain't as big a deal as we make them. That's the big deal. Are you hearing me? He didn't talk about the Mickey Mouse mess we usually get mad about. This is what He talked about. It's what it's all about. He said this. John 10:17, therefore doth my Father love me. He's talking to his disciples. Because I do what? I lay down my life that I might take it again. He was always talking like this. Mark 10:33. He said to the disciples, behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of the chief priest, unto the scribes. They shall condemn him to death. They shall deliver him to the Gentiles. Look how specific he got. Way before it happened. They shall mock him. They shall scourge him. Say that with me. They shall what? Spit on him. They shall kill him. And the third day he's going to do what? Rise again. So he's always talking about his death. And then he said this when he was anointed. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body for the what? Burying. What? Always took him by surprise. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. That's why a lot of our churches today are deader than a hammer. You don't talk about the blood, do you? You don't talk about the cross, do you? Yeah. And the ones that aren't are dying. Amen? It's not our little talks and our clever things that get people to heaven. That's not how we build the kingdom of God. We build the kingdom of God by lifting up Jesus. Amen? Y'all hearing me today? Say, his death on the cross. You might be here and get a little tired of me saying it. Well, you got a problem. I don't have a problem with it. Okay? It's what I'm commanded to do. I'm commanded to lift up Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Tell about how he died on that cross. How he rose from the dead. Amen? And you might say, well, I already know that. I'm a Christian. Well, maybe the guy next to you doesn't know it. Amen? And maybe you've got a little heart problem, an attitude problem. And you got away from really how important that really is to your life every day. His death. Matter of fact, we're to deny ourselves every day. We're to take up our cross every day. And we're to follow Jesus when? Every day. The Apostle Paul said, I die how often? Daily. That's what he said. He said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This cross stuff is huge. You hearing me today? Yes or no? All right. Sounds like y'all are with me. Then said Jesus unto them, all of you will be offended because of me this night. This was at the Last Supper. For it's written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be what? Scattered. And that's what happened. So Jesus was always talking about his death. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, he says. It's expedient, fellas, that I go away. For if I don't go away, then the Comforter, the Holy Spirit's not going to come. But if I depart, I'll send the Holy Spirit to you. And so they didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? But he was always talking about it. They didn't get it not because he wasn't talking about it. They didn't get it because it was hard to get. Okay? I say all that to say this. There's power in the cross, man. There is power in the cross. Let's look at something before we get to the three things I want to say this morning. I want you to listen to the enemies of Christ right before he takes his last breaths. What they said to him, okay? The chief priest, scribes, the people that wanted him dead. Pop it up. Matthew 27:33. Uh-oh. That's not right. But that's okay. I remember what they said. Thank you. Here's what they said. That's what his enemies said. He's on the cross. And they said, you said you'd tear down the temple in 3 days and raise it up again. If you be the Son of God, come down from the cross. And they wagged their heads at him. And they hurled accusations at him. And then they said this, if you be the Son of God, you can't even save yourself, man. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross and we'll believe in you. Aren't they down? Amen. I'm glad his enemies didn't win. The cross was necessary for you and I to be saved. It's huge to our salvation. In fact, can you say that with me? That's hard for us to say, ain't it? Come on, come on. Thank God Jesus didn't come down from the cross. Oh yeah, you come now, we'll believe. There's still people. There's people in this room right now listening on TV at some point. Listen, you're making a deal with God. If you'll do this, I'll believe. You sound just like these jokers that crucified him. Making deals with you. He's not a bellboy. Ring, ring, ring. He died on the cross because there was a reason to die on the cross, because you and I are sinners. He rose from the dead so we could be saved, because we can't save ourselves. He's not looking for deals. He's not looking for, if you'll do this, I'll believe. He says, I did this, and do you believe? Y'all hearing me, yes or no? I did this, and do you believe? He's not going to play any game. If you'll do this, I'll believe. No, I did this, do you believe? That's what the cross is all about. That's what this week's all about. So let's look at this message now. Three things. The death of Jesus on the cross is powerful. Can you say that with me? The death of Jesus on the cross is powerful. Let's learn. Here we go. Three things. It's not hard. Number one. Can you say that? He redeemed mankind. That's the power of the cross. I mean, this isn't hard to figure out. He redeemed mankind because of His death on the cross. Let's read some Scripture. Lots of Scripture this morning. He redeemed us because of His death on the cross and through His death on the cross. Ephesians, in whom we have redemption through His what? Blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us on that cross. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a what? On a tree. Galatians 5. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast what? Redeemed us to God by what? Thy blood, out of every kindred, out of every tongue, and out of all the peoples and nations. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels around about the throne and the beast and of the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. And look what they're saying. They're saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was what? Slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sits upon the throne and unto the what? Lamb that was slain forever and ever. So the first thing that I learned about the power of the cross is the power of redemption. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. That's how a man is redeemed. Let's be honest. How many in this room thought at some point in your life you thought there was another way to get to heaven other than just believing in Jesus on that cross as resurrected? You believed in maybe good works or being a good person. Can I see some hands in the building? Come on. See what I'm saying? You'll never be redeemed by anything else other than the cross. No other teaching in the Scripture other than what I'm telling you this morning. Y'all listening this morning? This is huge. The power of the cross. All that other mess you could do in your life, it won't amount to a hill of beans. This is where it's at. He redeemed mankind. What's the word redemption mean? It speaks of a special intervention by God for the salvation of mankind. Because of what Jesus did on that cross, His death, God intervened on our behalf. Isn't that good stuff? Say, I don't have to go to hell. I was dead already, man. I was dead in my trespasses and sins. But because of Jesus and the cross, God did what? Hold on. And He intervened. So that I could be saved. And you could be saved. That's why it's so important. This intervention centered on the atoning work of Jesus on the cross. It's all about that. That's why you and I can be saved. It's because of Jesus' death on the cross. I know I sound like I'm beating an old dead horse here, but this ain't a dead horse. This is a live horse, baby. Amen? That's how you get saved. Redeem means this. Could you say this with me? Now, y'all got to wake up. Help me now. I've been what? You don't sound like it. I've been what? I am what? Now, why don't you act like it? Come on, help me now this morning. Just pretend for a minute that you're hanging over hell and that you're about to get dropped in it. Amen? And thank God Jesus died on the cross and you're not going to get dropped in. Let's try it one more time. Here we go. I've been what? Delivered. I've been what? Loosed. I've been what? Free. Woo! You think I'm crazy, don't you? Tell you what. It's a great message. This is the message that saved my drunk mama. Right here, baby. What can take a woman who drank her whole life? She hears about Jesus. She responds in faith and believes. Goes home, pours it all down a cast iron sink, never drinks another drop. That's a powerful thing, the cross. Don't tell me you can't overcome something. Don't tell me. That's a bunch of bull. In Christ, I can do all things. There's power in the cross. If you'll take up your cross daily, you'll be amazed at what addiction you can let go of. But it's a daily walk. It's an hourly thing. There's power in the cross. It's huge, man. Change your whole life. He redeemed me. The death of Jesus on the cross is powerful. Let's look at another one. Number two. So, the power of the cross. He redeemed mankind. His death on the cross is powerful. Say that with me. It's a fancy word. He what? Sanctified believers. Doesn't that sound real fancy? He sanctified believers. What does that mean? Let's look at some scriptures. Jesus gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's keep looking. Hebrews 10:10, by the which will we are what? Sanctified through the offering of the body of who? Jesus Christ once for all. So we're seeing His death on the cross sanctified us. What does that mean? Let's keep looking. Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us, that is, through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promise. Something has happened because of His death on the cross and our receiving His death in payment. We've been sanctified. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light. Something happened, man, when you believe in Jesus. From the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are what? Sanctified by faith that is in me. What does sanctification mean? And being sanctified. Here's what it means. Can you say that with me? I have been what? Set apart for a what? God has a purpose in your life. God has set you apart for a sacred purpose. You've now been redeemed by the cross, and now He's set you apart for a sacred work. And that's huge, man. That God has a purpose in your life, a reason for you living. He cares for you. He sets you apart to serve Him now because of His death. Say that with me. Here's what sanctification means. I've been what? Positioned in Christ. Before. Here's what the Bible says. In Adam all die, in Christ all are made alive. Here's what's happened. Because you believe in Christ, and His death on the cross, His resurrection, because you believe in Him, God has done this for you. He's taken you from Adam, and He went, whoop! And now you're in Christ. You can't do that for yourself. How are you going to get yourself from over here? Here. He does that. He has set you apart. You belong to Him. Your name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have been given life. God is your Savior now. That's sanctification. You've been positioned in Christ. Matter of fact, the Bible teaches in some crazy way that I am now seated in the heavenlies. Does the Bible say that, yes or no? Yes. Somehow, I, Gary Clark, sorry, pitiful old me, has been positioned in Christ in the heavenlies. It's as if I'm already there. Well, I didn't do anything to get me there in the first place, but He says in His Word, that's what He's done for me. He's done that for me. That's the power of the cross. It's huge, man. Now look at this. Say that with me. Come on. I am a what? Come on. I am a... And I know some of you. That's powerful. Amen? Come on. I am a what? Think about the worst, nasty, most evil, terrible thing you ever done in your life. Can you imagine through the power of the cross and belief in Him, you've been forgiven? And He looks at you now, dirty old you and dirty old me. He looks at us now and goes, I see Jesus in you. You're clean. Isn't that an awesome God we serve? I'm a saint. I've been sanctified. That's what Jesus did on that cross. He willingly gave His life. Nobody took His life from Him. He did it so that we could be saved, so that we could be sanctified. The last thing is this, and it's powerful. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross is powerful. And the last thing is this, and I really need your attention. Boy, this is huge. Listen to me. Here we go. Big stuff right here. Listening? Here we go. Can you say that with me, the third thing? He destroyed what? Death and who? The devil. One more time. He destroyed death and He destroyed the Devil! That was all because of the cross. I want you to see this. This is good stuff. You just read with me. I want you to know today that Ann and Joyce Fawcett, they're in heaven. See, they died a physical death. It was horrible. But I'll tell you what, my friend. There was something in Ann and there was something in Joyce that would never die. They had a deathlessness about them because of Jesus and the cross. You need to get this today. You need to hear this because you're not going to hear it everywhere. You need to get this. This will help you right here. Help me in my office. Let's read some scripture. Hebrews 2. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death Jesus might destroy him that had power of death. That is who? The devil. When Jesus died on the cross, He destroyed death and the devil. Now you hang in here with me. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Jesus Christ destroyed death and the devil on the cross. He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that were against us, which were contrary to us. He took those writings against us, and He did what with them? Say it with me. He nailed them to His what? Cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, that's demon forces, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Jesus Christ destroyed death and the devil. In Adam all die. In Christ all shall be made alive. He destroyed death and the devil. Revelation 12. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses for our God day and night. And they overcame him. Boy, this is huge. Could you read this with me? And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their... And they loved not their lives unto the... Boy, get that down with me. Say that with me again. This is huge. This is huge. This is how you become a believer in Christ. This is it. This is right there. Look at it. How do you overcome Satan? How do you overcome death? How do you get a deathlessness dwelling inside of you? Something inside of you that causes you not to fear dying because you know to die is to be present with Jesus. How do you get that? Look at this verse. They overcame him, say it with me, by the blood of the cross. And by the word of their testimony. You know what the Bible says? Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, if you'll confess with your mouth, say it with me if you know it. If you'll confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's what that verse is saying. Here's how you get to heaven. This is how you get the peace of God in your life, that when you die, you're going to go to heaven. You put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb. Have you done that? Say. Could you tell me with your mouth, and that's how you do it too, by the way, the word of your testimony. Have you told God, God, I believe, Jesus, you died for me. I believe you rose from the dead for me. Have you told God with your mouth that you believe that? And could you tell me with your mouth today, Could you overcome today with your word today to me? Could you say, Pastor Clark, I know I believe in Jesus. My mouth. Could you do that? Say, I know I believe in Jesus. I have asked Him to come into my heart and save me. Can you say that? Have you got at least that much testimony in you, yes or no? Say. Boy, that's what you need. I can tell you about mine. I know where I was, Rockingham, North Carolina, December 18, 1977. Why am I special? Every one of you should be able to say, I know whom I have believed. I know I believe in Jesus. You ought to be able to say that. Amen? That's how you overcome. That's how you're saved. Amen? That's what the Bible says. That's how they overcame. Keep looking. The fear of death is gone when you know Jesus. I know that sounds sort of like, wow, really? I'm still scared of dying. Listen, the fear, the real fear of death. I'm talking about that fear that when you die, what happens then? Say, you might be scared of like dying right now, but how about this question? What happens then? You can somehow in your mind think they're going to put you in a hole and that's the end of it. That's what the Bible teaches. If what the Bible teaches is true, and I believe it is, the first part is the easy part. It's that second part, that second death that can happen, that can scare the snot out of you. Are you listening? Let's keep looking. Hang on in here with me. The fear of death is gone when you're a believer in Christ. That's the power of the cross. Say that with me. The devil ain't my anymore. Help me, come on. The devil ain't my daddy anymore. Can you tell I got an epidural Friday? I'm feeling good. Amen? I don't recommend them, though. Amen. Here we go. Boy, isn't that great? Because of Jesus. I mean, I remember my mouth, how I used to curse God. I remember how I used to just be filthy, dirty, ugly, fighter. You know what I'm saying? All of that stuff. And guess what? I was saying yes, sir, to the devil. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Guess what? He ain't my daddy anymore. Jesus destroyed that. He destroyed death and He destroyed the devil. That power over me in my life. That's huge, man. The power of the cross. The death of Jesus destroyed that. Keep going, Rod. Now that's powerful stuff. And I got a final word we want to just say with you this morning. The power of the cross. We want to say this word. It's coming up, immortality. But I've been exempted from the second death. I have a deathlessness about me because I'm not going to die the second death. Jesus Christ gave His life for me so that I won't die a second death. You might not have even known there's a second death in the Bible. Revelation 2:11, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the what? Would you help me now? He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the what? There's a second death. How many didn't know there was a second death? Be honest with me. How many didn't know there was a second death? There's a second death. There's a second death coming to those who are not believers in Jesus Christ. It's appointed unto man once to what? Die, and after this, the judgment. Everybody's going to die. But there's a second death. And the only way to get life and avoid the second death is through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. See, that's why you giving a little offering at the church house ain't going to get it done. That's why you saying, well, I'm a good person. I'm nice to my neighbor. That ain't going to get the second death taken care of. That might make the preacher smile, but they don't amount a whole lot. Amen? How can I take care of that second death, the cross? I've been granted, say that word with me, immortality. That's what I have now. You looking at me, friend, Gary Clark is immortal. Isn't that an arrogant statement? I heard he said he was immortal. Can't believe it. Would y'all join the Arabian and say it with me? I am immortal. One more time. I am. Now what does that mean? Let's look. The Bible says, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. He has brought life. And what? Immortality. To light through the gospel. The gospel is Jesus died, He was buried, and He rose again the third day. That's the gospel. Jesus said unto her, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were what? Dead, yet shall he what? Live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, say it with me, shall never. Do you believe that? Mortality is, I'm going to die. And it hurt me to hear about Ann and Joyce and the struggle with the other two. It hurt me, but certainly with Ann. But you know what? They knew Jesus. They died a physical death, and it hurts. But the Bible says as Christians, we sorrow as others which have, we don't sorrow like other people which have no what? Hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead, also that those that die in Jesus will God bring with Him. Amen? So we believe that. So what is immortality? Here's what immortality is. Boy, if you don't get anything else I've said, learn this today. It's a deathlessness to the whole person. You're not a dog. You were made in the image of God. Amen? You have a body, but you have a soul and a spirit. Immortality is a deathlessness to your whole person. You're going to die physically, but your spirit, your soul, is not going to die because you're a believer in Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. Immortality is a deathlessness to the whole person. I have something inside of me. I possess a deathlessness. I believe when my mother was murdered, when my stepdad took that .357 and shoved it in my mother's face, I believe my mother's last words, and I'll believe this till I see her, and she fixes it, makes it straight the other way. I believe she said this. I believe she looked at that gun and said, "You can't threaten me with heaven." Because she possessed a deathlessness. There was something inside of her. There's something inside of me. There's something inside of you. Do you know you have that? Yes or no? Regardless of what the economy is or what you're going through, can you lay your head on your pillow at night? And you might be worried about other mess, but one thing you ain't worried about is if something happens to you, you know where you're going. Do you have that nailed? Say, that's immortality. It's a deathlessness. It's a state of deliverance and bliss due to the redemption of Jesus Christ on the cross. I have deliverance inside of me. I have a peace that dwells inside of me that passes understanding. When I heard about this tragedy, it hurt me, but at the same time, there was a peace that came over me that said, boy, if I know anything, I know Ann and Joyce are with Jesus. It was a peace that came over me. That's called immortality, friend. Immortality is the possession one day of a glorified body. We're going to be deathless. We're going to be painless. We're going to be sinless. Do you know if you're a believer in Christ and His death on the cross and resurrection, did you know that's what you got to look forward to, a glorified body? That's immortality. Why don't we live like it, for crying out loud? Say, on. Spiritual death. The second death is a separation from God. And Rod, we're moving. I wrote this in my office and it shook me. The lost die forever, but never die. They are never totally annihilated. Can you say that with me? The lost die forever, but never die. They are never totally annihilated. Don't think that's immortality. That is a forever state of death. That's the lost are in. Let's see what Jesus said. Mark 9. If your hand offend you, Jesus talking, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dies not and the fire is never quenched. If your foot offends you, cut it off. It's better for you to halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. If your eye offend you, pluck it out. It's better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. What do you think the point Jesus was making is? Plain English today? Listen, you better repent of your sins. Put your faith in me and my death and resurrection. Okay? Because you don't want to go to a place called hell where the worm dies not, where the fire is never quenched. That's what hell is. A lot of people won't even preach this because, oh, you don't preach hell, do you? Listen, if I didn't preach hell, my goodness, how could I even explain immortality? What we have, what we've been delivered from, the power of the cross. He delivered us from death and the devil. Revelation 20, I saw a great white throne. This is the judgment of the dead, the lost that happens in the last days. I saw a great white throne and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was no place for them. Read that part with me. And I saw the what? Dead. Small and great. But guess what? They're dead, but they're standing before God and books are opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the what? The dead. They're dead. Somehow alive. And they're judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their what? Would you say that with me? They were judged according to their what? Some of you listening to me today think you're going to heaven because of your works. Oh, you're not going to heaven because of your works, but you will see God one day. And you'll stand right there and God will say this, guess what? You didn't let me into your life. I died for you, I rose for you, but you kept saying in your pride, I'm a good person, I can do this, I can do that. And God says, guess what? Great. Now's your chance to let me look at your works. And you'll be judged according to your works. And you'll be cast into hell. And you'll die forever. But you'll never really die. You'll want to be totally annihilated, but you will never be totally annihilated. There's power in the cross. There's jack squat nothing power in believing your works will get you anywhere. You listening to me today? The power of the cross. The sea gave up their dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up. They delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into, say it with me, the lake of fire. This is the what? I guess there is a second death in the Bible after all, isn't there? Yes or no? Friend, hey, I hope you live a long life. But you're not guaranteed tomorrow. I hugged Ann and Joyce and loved on them. And here they're today. Thank God they're in the presence of Jesus. Amen? There could be some, and I'm sure there are some this week that have passed. They're not in the presence of Jesus. They're dead and they never really die. I want to be immortal. Amen? I am immortal. I have a deathlessness about me because of Jesus. Look at this last verse. What you going to do with this, friend? And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was what? Cast into the lake of what? You get your name written in the book of life by believing in Jesus Christ's death on the cross and resurrection from the dead. What did his enemy say when he was on the cross? Boy, Satan didn't want him to go through with it, did he say? Where's Cindy Rapp at? He didn't want him to take those keys, did he? Come down from the cross and we'll believe. Aren't you glad he didn't come down? Amen? Here's the question. They said, come down and we'll believe. He didn't. He didn't come down. Thank God he didn't come down from the cross. Hallelujah. Do you believe in him anyhow? Say. Because he didn't come down and because men killed him and they put him in a grave, he rose from the dead, the Bible says. Do you believe in him? Or does he have to do something special for you to believe in him? Say, if you do this, God, I'll believe in you. See how stupid that is? I've done this for you. Believe in me. But if you'll do this, I've done this for you. Do you believe? But wait, I've done this for you. Do you believe? Can you say, I believe in the blood of the Lamb? Can you with your mouth tell anybody on the planet, I am a believer in Jesus? The word of your testimony. Can you say that with me? Thank God Jesus didn't come down from the cross. Wow. I would have. Yeah. I wouldn't have died for you. I'm thankful we've got a great Savior. Amen. God loves us. You might think I'm a kook this morning for preaching this way. Here's what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 1:18. The cross is to them that perish what? Foolishness. But unto us which are saved. Say it with me. It is the power of God. Woo! Can we praise the Lord this morning? Come on. Amen. Come on. The cross. It's not morbid. That is where I get my eternal life from. That's where I get my deathlessness. That's where I avoid the second death. Amen. The cross of Christ. Have you done that today? I hope you have. Let's stand together. Thank you so much for listening today. Praise the Lord. I did not want you to go through Palm Sunday and this week without getting hammered straight between the eyeballs with what this week's all about. Amen? It's about the cross. That's where the power's at. The cross. His death on the cross. His resurrection. The power of the cross. Father, I pray you'll bless the word to our heart today. Father, thank you for the word of the living God. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us, raising from the dead for us. Thank you, Lord, through what you did on the cross. We're redeemed. We are now somehow placed in you, Jesus. and not in Adam anymore. You've set us apart. You've seated us in the heavenlies. You've given us a purpose for living. And thank you, Lord. You've defeated death and the devil. We have now, as believers, a deathlessness about us. Thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord, for loving us today. I pray for someone here today, Lord, if they can't say that they've ever truly put their faith in Jesus, if they can't say with their mouth that they truly believe in Jesus, I pray they would not leave this place today without making that sure in their life. Help us, Lord, now as we just go into time of refreshing. In the name we pray. Amen.